Welcome to News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now, the news for December 10th. As we previously theorized, New Year's Eve fireworks will be returning to the Magic Kingdom this year. The park will be open until 1 a.m. on both December 30th and 31st, and Fantasy in the Sky fireworks will be performed at 11:50 p.m. both of those nights. Disney Enchantment will also be performed at 6:30 p.m. on both days. Fantasy in the Sky, of course, did not perform last year due to COVID concerns. It is back this year. Also, Epcot will hold its first New Year's fireworks since 2019 with the special New Year's Countdown fireworks, as they're called. The show will run at 11:54 p.m. Only on New Year's Eve. Harmonious will also run at 6:30 p.m. on December 31st. These were quietly added to the Walt Disney World website. No formal announcement has been made, but they're listed. Some Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser sailings have opened up in March, May, and June. The hotel will open with its first sailings on March 1st, 2022. The first 3 months were initially sold out, but it seems some guests are canceling as they reach the 90-day deadline to pay in full. The voyages beginning March 7th, 11th, 19th, May 6th, 28th, and June 29th are available once again. Each experience is 2 nights, 3 days. Guests who have booked a vacation on the Star Cruiser are now receiving a welcome video. The retro-style video features a Chandrila Starline representative sharing some information about the ship and the voyage. YouTube user Dan O channel shared the video, which you can watch over on our website. It's weird. Cast members will be able to attend a preview performance of the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular before it reopens to guests on December 19th. The previews will be after Hollywood Studios closes on December 16th and 17th. Celebrate the holidays at Disney's Contemporary Resort with a new chocolate peppermint Yule log. The treat is available at Contempo Cafe for $5.49. It's a chocolate chiffon cake with peppermint mousse and chocolate ganache. You can read the review on our website. Do you love eggnog? Well, if so, you'll want to try out this new seasonal cupcake available at Centertown Market at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort. It's a spiced vanilla cake filled with an eggnog mousse topped with spiced whipped cream and garnished with festive chocolate decor. It contains alcohol, by the way. You get it now for $5.99. Disneyland Resort has announced that many live entertainment options will be returning in spring 2022. Celebrate Gospel Disneyland Resort will celebrate the soulful spirit of gospel music with the return of that event. In 2022, Celebrate Gospel will expand and feature live choir performances, each sharing its own distinctive style and inspiration. The powerful event moves to the Fantasyland Theater at Disneyland Park, where guests will be able to enjoy uplifting choir performances on select days during the month of February. In time to celebrate its 50th anniversary, the Main Street Electrical Parade will make its grand return at Disneyland Park. This spectacular pageant of nighttime magic and imagination will be led by the iconic train and drum unit featuring Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and Goofy, and proclaiming in lights, Disneyland presents the Main Street Electrical Parade. Parade brings back many guest favorites, including Elliot the Dragon and floats from Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, and Peter Pan. Meanwhile, Fantasmic has been a must-see show for nearly 30 years at Disneyland Park, and it will be returning again in 2022. World of Color will be back in 2022 as well on Paradise Bay at Disney California Adventure Park. It will be the original version of the show that will return again. While they've given us the date for the gospel show, none of these have an exact date just yet, so we'll have to wait and see when any of these are officially returning, but Disney has said at least they will be back next year. They gave us a more definite date for Disneyland Forever fireworks. The show was introduced for Disneyland's 60th anniversary. We'll be back in the spring of 2022. It's a sky-high celebration filled with sparkling pyrotechnics and immersive projections that envelope guests in a breathtaking journey with surprising special effects. Main Street USA and a few other spots at Disneyland Park become a magical canvas as guests are swept into a world of dreams, from flying above London with Peter Pan to a dance with King Louis in The Jungle Book. Two original songs, Live the Magic, and the inspiring closing song, Kiss Goodnight, were written by Disney legend Richard Sherman. That'll be back in spring 2022. Far removed from the troubles of its launch day, the Disney Genie service experienced no downtime on its second day of operation on Thursday. Thankfully, that worked as intended the entire day. Wait time stayed fairly low, and we certainly felt like less guests were using Disney Genie Plus and Lightning Lane than on the first day. For the whole day, immediate bookings were available at both Disneyland Park and California Adventure. We were able to book instant return times for It's a Small World Holiday, Space Mountain, the Indiana Jones Adventure, which ended up going down and we had a multiple experience. And then even Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout after park hopping was allowed. Every single attraction, save for those in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, could be booked for an instant return time. Individual Lightning Lane selections didn't sell out for the entire day at either park, and in fact, instant return times could also be purchased for Radiator Springs Racers and Web Slingers, a Spider-Man adventure. Bookings for Rise of the Resistance and Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run ended early due to Disney Merriest Nights. Overall, we're rather pleased with how things went, but it probably was a day where you really didn't need it either. So it'll be interesting to see how this works on a busier day, and we'll definitely track things and see how it goes. As we reported previously, Jessica Rabbit has officially been promoted to a detective on Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin at Disneyland Park. She's now dressed as a detective in multiple scenes. Her door remains the same in the queue, but a newspaper has been hung in the queue with an article about her promotion. Extra, extra, it reads, Jessica Rabbit to become the newest private eye in Mickey's Toontown. A silhouette of Jessica has also been updated to include her new detective outfit, complete with the hat. And in the scene where Jessica was previously tied up in a trunk, she now stands next to the car in her trench coat and fedora. And the final Jessica figure is also now wearing that detective outfit while still holding that giant mallet. You can watch the full video of the ride right here on our YouTube channel. Hand-pulled candy canes are back at Disneyland Resort after being absent last year. These special treats will only be available at select locations on select dates. December 8th was the first day they were available at Trolley Treats in California Adventure, and we arrived early at 7:50 a.m., and after waiting in line for about 10 minutes, we got a QR code to enter the mobile wait list. Of course, there's a limited quantity of candy canes, so guests are required to use the mobile wait list. The candy canes are not available through mobile order, though, it's worth noting. At 9:50 a.m., we got the text saying we could return to Trolley Treats and pick up our candy cane. These 18-inch handcrafted candy canes have been a tradition at Disneyland since 1968. They're limited to one per guest and no discounts apply. Candy canes will be available on December 14th, 16th, and 22nd at Trolley Treats. And at Disneyland Park, they'll be available on December 9th, 15th, 21st, and 23rd at the Candy Palace. And they make for a memorable treat. Tale of the Lion King is returning to Disneyland Resort in the spring of 2022, but in a new home at the Fantasyland Theater in Disneyland Park. The theater housed Mickey and the Magical Map for many years before COVID-19, and now it has been retired. But Tale of the Lion King is an imaginative adaptation of The Lion King, a hit with guests when it debuted in 2019 at California Adventure. Tale of the Lion King is brought to life by the storytellers of the Pride Lands, a troupe of traveling performers who present Simba's beloved and timeless journey in a unique story theater style with live music and dance. With The Book of Boba Fett premiering December 29th on Disney+, the promotions are ramping up for this exciting new series, focusing on the story of the galaxy's most feared bounty hunter. To help drum up excitement for the new series, a photo spot themed to the upcoming show has been installed at the Star Wars Trading Post in downtown Disney District. You might happen to spy it on the left as you head for the Trading Post. It's pretty large, so it'll be hard to miss. The photo spot is based on Boba Fett's throne, which we've seen in a few promotional materials and merchandise items. You can sit down and take your picture as if you're ruling over a great crime syndicate in the outer rim of the galaxy. For more information on these stories and more, head on over to WDWNT.com. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Hotel, park tickets, dining, and more. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. The Vacationeer, the official travel agency of WDWNT. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today here on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, make sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the top stories in a quick, concise, and fun format. Then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on youtube.com/WDWNT or watch episodes on demand anytime. Or subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.